WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is writer Jane Smiley. Her new book, The Age of Grief, is a collection of short stories and a novella. Most of the stories deal in some way with marriage and family. In reviewing the collection in the New York Times, Michiko Kakutani wrote that in the title piece, The Age of Grief, Smiley sets down for us the affectionate, ironic banter that can help bind a couple together, as well as those terrible, skewed communications in which everyday words conceal a darker subtext. Familiar moments are captured by Miss Smiley with such immediacy and precision that we are left with a sense of having participated in her characters' lives. The Age of Grief is Jane Smiley's first novella. It's a form few writers choose nowadays.
I thought about this a lot because I was really interested in the fact that I was writing a novella, and that was a new form for me. And I finally decided that what you could do with a novella was to explore a single character or a single subject almost completely. And also, it seemed to me at the time that you could be more meditative in a novella and more contemplative, because a story doesn't seem to be able to stand up to much meditation simply because the weight of too much meditation unbalances the action. And so the novella seems to me to be a kind of a sort of reflective length.
Well, your novella, The Age of Grief, is certainly very meditative. There's not a lot of action in it, but there's a lot of reflection and a lot of observation.
In some ways, I think that a reader of a novel wouldn't have the patience to go on and on in that meditative way, to be at page 10 and to say, look at all this meditation here, and then look at these 400 pages I have left to go. How can I stand this? But if he says, look at, I only have these 80 pages left to go, well, I can take it.
You make it sound like a real trial, but it's really not.
Well, I think any writer who, I won't say any writer, but I feel a little apprehensive when I fall into meditative writing in my work, just because it's comes natural to me, and I always feel like I'm tempting the reader to lose patience and to skip, looking for when the next killing comes, you know. And so I guess that's why I think of it in those terms.
I'd like to ask you to read a passage from the novella The Age of Grief, and this is actually the passage in which the title is kind of explained. Would you read that for us?
Sure.
We should mention here, this is a man talking. This is the character whose voice you're reading now is a husband and father and dentist and the main character of the novel.
I am 35 years old, and it seems to me that I have arrived at the age of grief. Others arrive there sooner. Almost no one arrives much later. I don't think it is years themselves or the disintegration of the body. Most of our bodies are better taken care of and better looking than ever. What it is what we know now that in spite of ourselves we have stopped to think about it. It is not only that we know that love ends, children are stolen, parents die feeling that their lives have been meaningless. It is not only that by this time a lot of acquaintances and friends have died and all the others are getting ready to sooner or later. It is more that the barriers between the circumstances of oneself and of the rest of the world have broken down after all. After all that schooling, all that care. Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But when you are 33 or 35, the cup must come around, cannot pass from you. And it is the same cup of pain that every mortal drinks from.
What made you think about the mid-30s as being an age of grief?
Well, there are a number of things. Once my mother and I were driving, and we actually were on our way back from visiting my therapist, which put my mother in a meditative mood. And she started reminiscing about her 30s and how hard they had been. And, you know, I look around me and I see that nearly everybody I know, I'm 38 now, but when I, or almost 38, but when I wrote this, I was 35. Nearly everybody I know is coming to terms with some of the decisions that they made 15 or 20 years ago. I mean, at the very least, a lot of people are coming to terms with years of substance abuse, like drinking or smoking marijuana or something, or they're coming to terms with years of being married to a person that maybe they married for the wrong reasons. I think for our, my generation, in some ways, we had this belief that we were protected from a lot of things, that if we just got into the right schools or got the right jobs or did things in the right way, using the right techniques, that somehow we would evade mortality or at least the obstacles that other people seem not to be able to evade. And yet everybody, nobody can evade them. They are there and you run right into them. And I think your 30s is when you start to do it.
What happened in your 30s that made you think in these terms?
My marriage fell apart. And I had two children, and I could see that the marriage, the breaking up of the marriage, however much it, was positive for me, was incredibly destructive to them, and that in turn, of course, was incredibly painful for me. So all of the feelings were more profoundly mixed than I ever thought was possible. It was like you couldn't turn in any direction and have it be a positive direction.
Well, you actually made your main character a man in the novella, and I wonder why you did that, since you seem to feel very personally some of the feelings that you wanted to communicate in the novel. Why'd you make him a man?
Well, when my marriage was breaking up, it seemed to me that I could see things from my former husband's point of view with crystal clarity, maybe for the first time. And because maybe it was for the first time, that was a much more compelling point of view to my imagination than my own point of view.
What could you see from his point of view that you weren't able to see before?
Maybe the fragility of the family, and he is a very involved father, and he was extremely present in our home, and somehow that was very compelling to me, that our marriage was ending, and it wasn't just me who was breaking up the home, but I was breaking up his home, too. And I think every writer wants to portray the thing which is the most interesting to her. And for me at the time, for whatever reasons of denial or whatever neurosis, his point of view was more interesting to me at the time. So it never occurred to me not to to tell it from his point of view.
When you started writing, and I don't know how old you were when you knew you wanted to write, did you feel like you had anything to say, or did it take a while till you knew what your subject matter was as a writer?
Well, I've never felt like I had anything to say. For me, writing is a kind of way of discovering the world rather than a way of expressing myself. And so when I wrote a novel when I was in college, and what I consciously wanted to do in the novel was to find out about a situation that intrigued me. And that's really what's been propelling me all along. If there's something I'm interested in, I always think, well, let's write about it and see. And I think that's an act of imagining the thing so that it can be assimilated.
So writing is almost an investigative process for you.
Yeah, I think it is, really.
Okay, well, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jane Smiley's new book is called The Age of Grief. She spoke to us from WOI in Ames, Iowa.